Exclusive: Tom Cotton hammers clueless Joe Biden in Michigan with Chinese coronavirus ad, too confused to lead. By Matthew Boyle on June 9, 2020. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, is launching a new digital ad ripping 2020 Democrat presumptive presidential nominee former Vice President Joe Biden is too senile for the presidency, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. The ad also rips Biden for using the coronavirus pandemic as an opportunity to push the left's agenda on climate policy and for Biden being incapable of standing up to the Chinese Communist Party. Cotton's edgy ad comes just days after the senator's op-ed in the New York Times calling for President Donald Trump to use the U.S. military to restore order in the United States amid wide-scale riots caused massive uproar inside the Times and the eventual resignation of the newspaper's opinion editor. Now, Cotton is at it again, this time coming straight at the worst weaknesses of the Democrats' 2020 nominee. The ad, obtained by Breitbart News ahead of its public release, will air digitally in Michigan and Iowa with at least five figures off the bat and makes the case that Biden is mentally incapable of serving as commander-in-chief. It ties Biden's cognitive issues with the threat of a rising Chinese Communist Party, making the case that Biden is not capable of leading the U.S. and holding China accountable for the coronavirus pandemic. Cotton said in a statement accompanying the ad's release, "Standing up to the Chinese Communist Party is critical to the future of the United States. Joe Biden's been weak on China for his whole career. At times, he doesn't know what day it is or what office he is running for, let alone how to stand up to an adversary. We can't trust someone as confused as Joe to take on China." A narrator opens the ad by noting that the Chinese Communist Party's lies about the coronavirus helped the pandemic spread worldwide, and that the United States needs strong and decisive leadership to make it through this crisis. China's lies spread the China virus across the world, putting the health and jobs of the American people at risk, the narrator says as images of Chinese Communist Party officials appear in the background. Then it shifts to an image of President Trump as the narrator says, "We need strong and decisive leadership to get through this crisis." Joe Biden fails the test, the narrator continues as the image shifts to Biden in the background. Biden doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't even know what office he is running for. Then the ad plays a smattering of clips of Biden's worst brain freeze moments, including when he mixed up when election day was, when he forgot he was running for president, and when he randomly talked about record players. So clueless, Joe Biden called the China travel ban xenophobic, the narrator continues after that. He wants to exploit this crisis to pass the Green New Deal, putting more American jobs at risk. Then it cuts to more clips of Biden speaking about using the coronavirus pandemic to enact his and the Democrats' leftist agenda in pushing for the Green New Deal. Biden said the pandemic, to him, was an opportunity to implement that agenda. Joe Biden. Weak on China. Too confused to lead, the narrator concludes. Watch, Cotton's ad ripping Biden is too confused to lead. Cotton is running the ad through his PAC, Republican Majority Fund. A source familiar with the matter told Breitbart News that assuming the message is successful, more resources will be put behind this ad and similar iterations of it in future ad buys down the road. Since Cotton has no general election opponent in Arkansas this year, he is rolling out a series of advertisements helping the president and other Republicans in November's elections. He is leading an effort to elect veterans to Congress, as Breitbart News has previously reported, and has popped other ads framing the 2020 race. Sources familiar with Cotton's operation told Breitbart News to expect many more hard-hitting ads and efforts by the senator to frame the 2020 race and lead on key issues like China, national security, immigration, the pandemic, the economy, and more.